someday you will go far.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, buddy.
Another big name one. We're doing Perform This Way.
Yes.
Yeah, off Alpocalypse. Alpaca?
Lips? No, there's no
Alpocalypse. Alpocalypse?
Mm-hmm. Those are the best kind of lips.
If yeah.
You have a nice lip sandwich.
They always spit too. Alpocalypse.
Nice moist.
Yeah.
All right, Alpocalypse.
Okay, so this came out on April 25th, 2011, and it was recorded on April 6th, 2011.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Weird, crazy turnaround. This one is actually got a story to it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the most current artist kerfuffle.
Oh, I remember
situation.
This story. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
I know. Her darn agent.
Obviously, a parody of "Born This Way" by Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I mean, I guess we could just jump right into it. I mean, like, it's
okay.
Well, to me, this song seems a lot like "Smells Like Nirvana."
Yes,
where he sort of took that twist, and
yep.
And Al actually talks about how, like, he first heard the song. He was like, he would talk to his daughter. He's like, oh, no, that's the next song we're talking about. Never mind. Yeah.
Reverse.
No, exactly. This song, he was kind of like, well, everybody's expecting me to do a Lady Gaga song like about food or something. You know, I'm adding that part. But he's like, everybody's expecting me to do this.
Uh-huh.
So I don't really want to do this.
Okay.
And then he heard...
Perform This Way.
Born This Way,
I mean, dang it. Yeah, he heard his own song. He went to the future. I did a good job. I should write this,
yeah. Heard Born This Way, and it was like, he had the same sort of like things that people always say that like Coolio said to him, kind of, which was like, hey, this is a really important song. It's very emotional. It tells it's something that like I don't want parodied.
Right.
And so he listened to this Born This Way and felt the same way. It was like, yeah, it's a good message.
Yeah.
It's really moving. Like I don't really want to do a parody of this song because it means too much as an actual song.
Right. Yeah.
But then he came up with the Nirvana twist on it.
Yes.
And he's like, okay, well, if I talk about her and I'm just sort of poking fun at the way she herself performs,
uh-huh,
then he felt that he no longer had something that people would be like,
yes,
offended by.
He was actually helping the song. He was pushing her message even more, which is amazing that he was able to do this.
Well, and that's what she actually ends up saying is,
yeah,
by the end of it all, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but by the end, her quote is sort of like, it's, you know, it's an honor to be done by Weird Al kind of thing, you know, all those things. But she also was like, and it's really interesting because he's kind of like validating,
yes,
my existence or the way I do things, you, uh-huh, know, because by the end of the song, it is sort of this push to be like, no, this is yeah, just who I am.
It was a lot nicer than, you know, Smells Like Nirvana or Icky Breaky Song, but same type of thing, you,
yeah,
know, commenting on the artist or the song. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really kind of cool. So he was looking for the last song on his album, sort of like the new big hit single that he could use to help promote the album.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally came up with a way to do this Lady Gaga song. And he's like, this is perfect. So he wrote her and they wrote back and they were like, oh, what's it going to be like? And he's like, well, it's going to be like this. And they're like, well, write some lyrics down. So he wrote the lyrics, you know, rough draft of the lyrics, sent it there. And they're like, well, but we actually have to hear it. And he's like, it's me singing these lyrics over your song. Like what exactly,
yeah, right,
do you need? Like, are they worried about the musicality of that? Like, that,
yeah,
that's one thing that an artist has never really seemed picky about.
Yeah,
like, they never,
right,
are like, well, except for the guitarist.
Yes, UHF, right?
Yeah,
Money for Nothing, Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew
who
was like, Mark Knopfler.
Yeah, 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 he was like, well, if you're going to do this, you need me on guitar.
I have to play guitar,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was like that ego kind of thing with him. I think he just wanted to play with the band. I just think he wanted to do it.
That's also a possibility.
Yeah, I don't think it was like, your guys can't possibly do this. I have to. I don't think he meant
that. No.
He's like, well, yeah, I'll let you do it, but I'm playing guitar.
But I think it's
that
the
kind
of
thing.
It's one of the few times that,
yes,
the actual musicality,
maybe,
behind a parody seems to be in question.
Maybe?
Yeah. Potentially. And this is another potential question for that. You know what I mean?
It's like, not even like a band. It's all kind of like digital.
Well,
so it's kind of weird.
Well, I don't know. That's the question, yeah, is Weird Al was like, wait, why do I have to show you the exact recording? Like, what do you think's not going to, so he's actually on vacation and takes some time, you know, leaves his vacation, leaves his family to do this recording and then sends it and waits a couple of days. And then the company sends it back and it's like, nope, we're not going to do it. And he's like, but I've just like, normally, if I get a rejection, I don't even write the song.
Right?
That's why I asked for the rejection so far up, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that's part of the story.
Yeah, so he gets kind of testy, you know, and he actually goes up on his website and posts this little controversy thing and be like, but I've already got the song, so I'm not going to release it, but here it is on YouTube. And so all his fans were like, and it was, you know, it actually, Twitter started, his fans were like, Lady Gaga, what are you doing? Lady Gaga, why are you not letting this? And then they hear back from Lady Gaga, and Lady Gaga's like, well, it's my manager's fault. I never heard this song. I never even knew anything about this, but I've heard it. I think it's cool. Go release it. Nice. And so Weird Al goes, yes, I have an album. Because this
that would, I remember.
This would have stopped Alpocalypse.
Yeah.
Alpocalypse.
Yep.
From coming out, and they would have had to push it back because they didn't have the, yeah.
Right.
So she was finally like, okay, I actually like it. And so they send it off, and then they're like, okay, that's cool.
Nice.
And then so Al even like attributes Twitter to saving his album because it was the fan. I think I even like tweeted about it or something.
Yeah.
And I don't tweet about anything on my own personal account, but I was like, this needs to happen.
Awesome.
From a very early point, because he also wanted to make sure that this was sort of like an honor and sort of like it wasn't him trying to like make money off of somebody else. He's always said that he was any of the money that he gets from the single or the video will go to the Human Rights Campaign.
That's awesome. Yeah, I heard
which
that.
Which is a campaign that promotes the equality of gay, lesbian, trans, and you know,
yeah.
People, and so that's really cool, and it's totally something Lady Gaga is, you know, mm-hmm. part of too. So,
oh, yeah.
So it makes perfect sense. It's one of a couple of different songs that Weird Al has now donated money for because of certain things.
That's
so,
awesome. Yeah,
yeah. So
hooray for Al!
Crazy story. It's nice that they were able to work it out. Nice that the people are a little cooler than Coolio. You know, what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, I don't know. I'm also one of those. The way this one went down, it feels a little weird. I feel like I could see Lady Gaga actually saying no. And then when there was a public outcry, her going, it was my manager. And then like, but I don't know.
Maybe?
I don't know Lady Gaga. I don't know. It's one of those things where you're never really going to know.
I think she was pretty sincere in her like outrage. I remember that happening. Like she was like, no, I never hear about this. I'm totally cool with this song. Go for it. Yeah. My manager didn't tell me. I could see the manager be like, no, I'm not going to do this. You know?
Well, I totally can. And I think that's the problem with the Coolio situation.
Yeah.
Was I don't think Coolio ever, and we'll talk about this more when we get there, but I don't think Coolio even knew about
that was
it.
That was the problem. The manager just got in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, about the song itself, though, how do you feel about the actual end product?
I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. There are parts of the song though that make me wonder if like he pokes at Lady Gaga just a couple of times at just the wrong things that I would see Lady Gaga having a problem with it. The biggest one being the Madonna cameo.
Yes.
Right. Because she was vehemently like, no, this has nothing to do with that song. I don't understand what you're talking about. And then they sing a line from a Madonna song.
Express yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And
come on, it's totally the same beat.
No, I mean, it makes total sense, and I heard it, but it's interesting that like that managed to stay in there.
That wasn't in the draft that she heard.
Well, maybe
I don't know.
And maybe that's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Like you know, maybe that's what the manager was like. Oh, I don't know if they want that.
I'm trying to think. Is that in this song or just in the video?
I think it's in the song.
I don't think it is.
So we looked it up. Yep, totally.
Yeah, I was right. I was wrong.
That's okay.
It's in both. Anyways, well, it's still... Yeah, I think she had enough of a sense of humor that really she can't deny that it's very Madonna influenced. She's a fan of Madonna. It's not like an insult. All of her fans love Madonna as well. It's an homage, and I think it was a funny little jab that he did at her, and it wasn't that cruel. It didn't take away from the intention of the song, like, you know, it kind of was a little bit like, you know, the whole thing was like, be yourself, be original, be unique. And then it's a little bit like Madonna.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
Well, no, and it's fun. And we might as well talk about the video because the video is half the song almost, I think.
Well, yeah.
Awesome. Well, no, but like in terms of like its impact, it includes several people.
Extras?
You have to explain this, right? No,
Please do.
Extras. The body.
The body double, yes.
There are two.
Yes, one of the contortionists at the end and the dancer. Yes.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad you know that.
I know things.
Okay, so this is a weird video where Weird Al's sort of like head has been like superimposed on the bodies of these two girls.
Yep.
And it's weird. Yep. And that
very
is,
creepy is what it is.
That's actually creepy. Something that was said in his original Gaga rant. Uh-huh. He was like, and we had this great idea for a video, which was going to be really funny and slightly disturbing.
Yes.
And but now you're never going to see it. But then when she like was like, no, do it. He's like, yes. Yeah. So he gets to do it.
I want to see the footage.
And that's exactly what it is.
I want to see the footage before the green, before the...
They have it. I've watched it.
Oh, those girls dance around with like a hood on her head or something?
No. She's got dots on her face.
Oh, okay.
And for the most part, what I always thought it was like the whole head was replaced.
Uh-huh.
And really, it's just sort of the face.
Yeah, you can see it around the hairline. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the hair, she's wearing all the hair and stuff that he's wearing in the video.
Right, right.
So it's really just... the face itself.
Yeah.
So, very interesting. It is weird, though, because she's dancing and doing all this stuff, but she's not actually, like, singing. So it's just her, like, with this straight face the whole time, just sort of, like, dancing around and being weird and half naked and stuff. Yeah. So she's just there, not lip-syncing at all. Which, just there.
Very unusual. You'd think she would have to be so they could sync up the mouth the jawline?
The jawline is just Weird Al's jaw.
Okay.
And because it's always more, if it ever moves down.
He's got a longer face probably.
Yeah, I think so. So they just were like, oh, we'll just take care of that because there's nothing here, I guess.
I almost want to say I did see that when it first came out, but now I'm like, I don't remember seeing that.
Some of the strange things are, at one point, she's dancing as the jelly bean, and there's no actual jelly bean outfit.
Really? She's just, like, waving her arm?
Yeah, to the point where you're like, well, why didn't Weird Al do that?
Yeah, there's a few of them that I'm like, they've got to be him. Like, the big, like, furry costume, it has to be just, there's no
reason. I think
reason.
The peacock is him.
Yeah.
And several,
the other ones.
All the faces that are just the heads,
Avatar,
like
Frankenstein,
are just him.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of opportunities where they didn't do it, but there are definitely a couple of
times. The jelly
bean,
I thought for sure, well, then you could tell it was girl's arm. Arms and legs, though you could tell.
Yes, but
yeah,
but she's not even actually in a jelly bean.
That's kind of
weird. That's the other weird thing.
So it's a digital jelly bean.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sure.
And you're like, that one feels a little weird. It's like, oh, she's half naked the rest of the time, so it's not that strange. But it's like this could obviously just be a giant thing. But you're like, no, never mind.
It's cheaper to make a digital jelly bean than a giant jelly bean costume that looks okay.
Maybe for 2 seconds. Yeah.
Sure, exactly. Yeah. So that probably was smart.
And she is, I mean, anytime you see blurred out, like nudity,
she's wearing stuff. You can tell.
Yeah,
you can totally tell she's wearing like a sports bra. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually less than that, but
you still tell,
but it's still there. Yeah. And it's a fun video and the watching them side by side is really interesting to see the two things. So
check that out.
Let's talk about these people.
Okay, sure. Who's the dancer?
For 2 seconds.
The dancers.
The dancer who does most of the stuff, except for the very, very end, is Vlada.
Your pronunciations are awesome.
Bachua.
Let me see that.
Yeah.
It's Jane Smith.
No.
Where I don't even see where.
Yeah, exactly.
Written. Oh, yeah.
Vlada
Horbentchua. Horbentchua.
Yep.
Vlada Horbentchua.
Exactly.
Sure.
The contortionist is Marissa Hart.
Oh, you got that one.
Yeah. And the Madonna lookalike is Holly Bivon.
Holly Bivon.
Yep.
Sure, why not?
Well, she's apparently does impressions a lot. She does Marilyn Monroe. She does Roller Girl. She does a whole bunch of other things.
Okay.
So, And I thought she was great.
Yeah.
Like, her 2 seconds and her looks.
Yes.
Like, all her facial looks when she's, like, pushed away and when she comes up and is, like, express yourself. Like,
yes.
Perfect.
Perfect,
yeah,
she was
exactly.
Great. Okay, cool.
I read somewhere that it was Baked FX that did the special effects. But that was only in a comment on the video, and I couldn't find any reference to it on their website.
Okay.
But that company has also done like Game of Thrones effects and lots of other crazy stuff.
Oh,
so
cool.
I don't know. I couldn't back that up with any kind of evidence.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Exactly.
No. Well, I don't know. I really enjoyed this video. It's my youngest son's favorite video, which is kind of weird because it came out I think a month. When did you say this was released?
2011.
I mean, what month? April, you say?
I will find that out.
Well, whatever. Whenever you said it was, it's
a little after the actual release, though, because it took a little bit to put.
What was the actual release? Is what I mean.
The actual release was the 25th of April.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, my son was like maybe 2 months old, a little over that when this video came out, and it's become his favorite video. So it's
why?
It's
why do you think? Why do you think it is?
I don't know.
Because he doesn't even know Lady Gaga.
No,
I'm sure.
He doesn't. He just thinks it's funny. He understands it's funny. Weird Al's face on a girl's body, and he likes the song. And Yeah, I don't know. He just really likes it. He was going to mention it when we met Weird Al, but he chickened out and didn't say anything about it.
Aw.
I was like, hopefully it was his moment to say, you know, I love your perform this way. He loved it.
That's cool. Yeah. No, it's awesome. Some fun things about it, like, that are definitely, you know, right up the alley with the lyrics. It starts with him coming out of an egg.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the dance and even that weird, like, black and white bikini outfit is very similar to what she's wearing in her video.
Okay.
And there's even though her dress. Video has this weird, like, extra there's opening a lot sequence of weird, yeah, that's stuff.
A very, that, I tried to watch the video. I'm like, okay, this is going on. This is like a motion picture. This is way intense. And like,
it gets super intense. And then it doesn't feel like they do the song, but I don't feel like there's any wrap up to this weird story about like, these two entities being born.
Yeah, and weird alien diva creature that I lost it. I'm like, okay, this is definitely, and I'm not the target audience here. So I'm obviously it's not going to get into what Weird Al did. So I'm just gonna stop watching it.
Okay. I like the Swiss cheese outfit. Looks really cool.
Yeah.
That dress looks really awesome.
Uh-huh.
I love the porcupine talking.
Yes.
And that's another digital effect. Like you watch, she's wearing the porcupine on her head, but it doesn't move.
Oh, yeah.
And then all digital.
Out of the mouth. Yeah. That's funny.
I like the unicorn headdress thing that she's wearing. And she's also wearing a lot of like rainbow in that picture. So that's a very obviously dedicated to like that group of people, but the headdress is also looks a lot like the symbol that starts. Like if you see the
her video,
it starts with this weird, like this unicorn symbol thingy.
Yes. Yes.
And to me that those look very similar. Okay. So,
yeah, I like the reference to her meat dress that she wore.
I love that when the person danced with the meat dress, some of the meat falls.
Which I hope was not planned.
Yeah,
that
me too.
Was just perfect. It was like, if it was planned, it was well executed. I'm hoping it wasn't planned, though, because it just made it funnier.
It did. Yeah. It was a lot of fun, especially because you think about, like, that wasn't digitally added or anything. Geez. It was the poor dancer girl.
And wearing
she was
raw
like,
meat.
And then it just fell. And it was like, oh, okay.
Very funny. I like the Taj Mahal headdress with the octopus body. Like, what the heck is that?
Or the hat with the train.
Yes.
And the train is actually, that's all digital. Practical as far as can tell. Yeah, because you can see the train going around. Wow.
They had a lot of fun with those costumes.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah.
When she lights herself on fire with her intestines, yeah, it's a bit much, but.
Well, it's also, that's the fakest part.
Oh, of course, but it's pretty funny.
Because the original is just her in a lighter.
Yeah.
And the lighter isn't even all that big. It's just this little thing. And then all of that is digital fire. And you're just like.
I didn't think they actually set the girl on fire.
No.
I was talking more about like the bloody like intestines wrapped around her. It's like, oh gosh.
And all the tattoos and stuff, those are very Lady Gaga-ish.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was part of the dance or part of the...
I couldn't tell either. It was like digital or like supposed
but
to
then I looked
hers?
at Lady Gaga's video and she's got all those tattoos and those words and stuff on her. So that's what she's being. I mean, the snapshot at the very beginning of her with the black and white bikini and the weird like studded half gloves or something, that's directly out of the Lady Gaga video.
Okay.
So... Cool. So it does look a lot like her.
Well, there you go. I think it's a very fun video. It was a good single. It was an entertaining.
The
song.
Lyrics are a lot of fun. I mean, like all the like the meat dress and the bubble dress and the like constant references, and then like one upping them in the Weird Al way of just like taking it to the next step. There's a couple of those. You know, the Madonna thing is kind of pointed. The weird. All my monsters pay a lot for this, but it's because I perform this way.
Yes.
You're like, ooh, that's a little pokey. You know what I mean? Like,
that's true. Like, she does. Her fans love it, and you know that's what she's doing. It's her thing. It's her style, and I love how he does that. You know,
she also often says the word HIM, and so saying WHIM works really well into it.
Okay, I didn't know that.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm not a big Gaga fan, so I don't know.
Well, I literally just watched the video for this, and then at one point she speaks French.
Oh yeah.
So he speaks French, and what he says is what do you say?
Excuse me, who farted?
Yes, exactly.
I remember. I took high school French,
and you knew that?
I did.
That's.
I learned the good stuff, you know. No, apparently. I learned farted. Yes.
can you conjugate fart?
Oh jeez. I can't anymore. I could in 11th grade. But no, it took me a couple of listens to it before I got what he was saying, but like I didn't read it. I'm like, excuse me, who farted? Yes, what he said.
All right. Weird.
Indeed.
In a positive way.
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite lyric? Yeah.
I got it.
Oh, I'm going to start, though.
You start it.
Because it's the start of the song. My mama told me when I was hatched, act like a superstar. Save your allowance, buy a bubble dress, and someday you will go far.
It's very, you know, deep, meaningful words of wisdom from a mother.
Exactly. But it's so...
It's so Lady Gaga.
It's Lady Gaga. It introduces you. You know exactly what's happening.
Yes.
Like, there's no what's going on. You're like, oh, okay, here we are. He's making fun of the person singing the song.
Yep.
Got it. Let's go.
Right off the bat.
Yeah. There's no, you know, like it's, it's not subtle, but it doesn't need to be. It's Lady Gaga. You're not supposed to be subtle, right?
It's inspirational in a weird kind of way, and it's perfect.
Well, and that's the thing about this song. We've talked about it a couple of times, is by the end of the song, it's poking fun at, but not being angry with.
No, exactly.
In the same way Nirvana kind of becomes that way too. It's so
it's empowering. Like, you know, this is who we are, this is what we do, deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, mine is got my straight jacket today, it's made of gold lame. No, not because I'm crazy. I perform this way.
Yep.
I love that line, it's so fitting, and I love the shot in the video with the smeared makeup on half his face. It's just like the crazy look in his eyes. I just love that one. That's a great line.
Yeah.
And I think the video kills that line. Well, and the just nails it.
Video for my line is him getting out of the egg. So it's like, perfect. There you go.
Yep.
Because I remember watching that. I think it was an MTV award or something where they carried the egg on stage and then she came out.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like, yeah, that's weird. But yeah. And now she's like, we saw her on like the Oscars like 2 years ago singing like Sound of Music and stuff.
Yeah.
We're like blonde and wearing like a nice white dress and that's it. You're like,
yeah, she's trying to show people she doesn't need the gimmick. She's an amazing singer.
So, she is. And that's really the cool
good
thing.
Yeah. Really, really good singer. You know, just, you know, not my genre of music, but I think she's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, ratings.
Oh, rate this.
1 to 5. Straight jackets or straight eggs?
Eggs.
1 to 5 eggs.
1 to 5 eggs. That's a good question.
I know. It's a tough one. I mean, I really like the song. It's done really well. It's amusing. It's a great video.
I do have to say, though, if I'm listening to the album more than once, I might skip this the second time.
Yeah. Same here. I just, like, mainly it's not really my genre, like I said.
Yeah.
It's fun. But, you know.
Oh, that's an interesting question. I wonder how many of the songs we like more just because of the genre the music is in.
Oh, for sure. For me, yeah. My favorite songs are because I love the genre. I mean, definitely. I mean, I'm totally biased in that way.
Yeah, one episode we need to do our favorite songs that are not in genres we like.
Oh, I got mine. Like, I already know mine right away. I'm
what is
it?
What is it?
Oh, come on.
No, do it.
Oh,
we'll talk about it more later.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. Okay. Too late. Save it.
I just couldn't think of the name
of it. No, that's okay. Too late.
All right.
Too late.
Yeah.
Too late. That's a tease.
Oh, I'll hold it.
We got to write that down somewhere.
The genre is country.
Oh, okay. Wow. Is it Taylor Swift?
No, it's good enough for now. I couldn't think of the name of it. It was like, it's in my head. What's it called? Good enough for now. One of my all-time favorite Weird Al songs, and I hate country.
Anyways,
we'll get there eventually.
Yes.
So, I don't know. It's a tough one. It's a really good song.
It is.
But it doesn't make me go, yeah, I don't play it over and over.
4.5?
I'm not even going that high. No, I'm thinking 4. I'm thinking 4. I mean, it's tough because I think I'm being biased.
You're right. 4s.
Yeah. It's mainly because it's not my genre. And yeah, I think that's the main reason I'm knocking it down to a 4.
Okay. But great.
It's good a good song. Song. It's a good song. It's funny.
It does good things.
It needs the video, though. I think this song really needs the video.
I agree. I don't know. It's pretty descriptive.
It really is.
Like the video takes it to the next level.
Right. If it weren't for the video, I'd be going lower. Is what
okay.
I mean.
But I think that it doesn't. You get the joke.
Oh yeah, the video. I guess. Like, I guess you know what I mean? Like, need it to get
because
the joke.
He, especially because he describes all the stuff well enough that the video adds more things. Like there's nothing the video adds that.
I guess you're right.
Like that is so important that not being in the song is a problem.
Well, there are some outfits that aren't described. Like I said, the octopus and the Taj Mahal hat, those aren't described.
Yeah, no.
There are some things in the video that aren't said in the song.
Yeah.
So anyways, I think it's a very amusing song, very well done, just not one of my personal favorites. So that's why I'm going for a 4.
Cool. Well, that's the end of Perform This Way, I guess.
It is.
Call us up at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD. Or you can find us on Instagram, We're All Yankovics, or email us at We're All Yankovics@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll do. I hope we performed this way good.
I think we performed this way good. I saw
if, how if did it we were perform this way?
If it was performed that way,
yeah.
I think searching it would have been really funny. I wonder if anybody's like, why does Weird Al perform that way? You know, like not the song, just like this weird,
who
you know.
Would be asking that?
Weird Al's strange. Why does he perform like that?
Because his name's Weird Al, duh.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty, right, thanks, it's pretty self-destructive. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, anyways, bye-bye.
Bye.
I perform this way, hey, I perform this way, hey. I'm really not insane, I just perform this way, hey.